Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Viking football is on the air. The Lao's High Vikings set to take on the Noonan Cougars in the second round of the state 5A playoffs here at Martin Stadium tonight. Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Barney Rogers down on the sidelines. And boy, I tell you what, it is already electric in the stadium. There's few Noonan fans on the far side, but the ones over there are very, very vocal. And the Cougars warming up. Our Viking fans beginning to fill into Martin Stadium after a big victory over Groves last week. They're looking for a big win tonight over the Noonan Cougars. Cougars 8-3 on the year and 5-2 in their region. We'll talk a little bit about them a little bit later on. But their uniforms tonight, Bill, look a lot like your old high school.
Well, they look a little like Georgia Southern, too, if you really want to take a look at it from that standpoint. They got the N on the side of their helmet. They're in the white pants, a blue stripe, white jersey with blue numbers. So we'll be able to see them better than we could see Groves' numbers last week. And those were difficult in those light yellow numbers on those jerseys. They were really, really difficult. But tonight we should be able to see these pretty well. Good group of players here from Noonan High School, the Noonan Cougars, as they're warming up out here on the field right now. And I was watching their quarterback, Lindell Arnold, as he's warming up a little bit. And we'll talk a little bit about him as we go through this pregame broadcast. He's going to be a player that we're going to really need to keep an eye on tonight.
Well, he and number 45, the tailback, Chris Robinson, they've combined, Bill, for over 1,700 yards rushing between the two of them. And they're primarily a run team. They run out of that pistol. We have seen it where you put this quarterback in the shotgun and you line your tailback up behind him. Which side are you going to be on tonight? You're going to be in the middle. There we go. Taylor Biddle, our spotter, he finally shows up as we get ready to go on the air. And like giving him a hard time. But those two, they're very, very potent. They've got a huge offensive line on the right side, Bill. On the left side, they're pretty average, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. We got some college coaches down on the sidelines right now. This is the I'd like to welcome everybody to the State Farm Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Yeah, I'm watching our Vikings are also warming up. I'm watching the kickers as Jed Solomon is beginning to kick a little bit, and I'm beginning to hear ourselves back in the headset now, Wes. We've had a little bit of technical difficulty early tonight, but I think we're about to get that just about worked out. So
there's a little echo in there.
Well, that's
much.
Because we're now bringing ourselves back in, and I can take that out. So there you go.
All right.
And we should be in a normal mode now. I'll get some information from our board operator, LaJuan, here shortly. But it sounds like we're back in business here and on a different piece of equipment tonight, which I hope you fans are able to hear a little bit better. Want to remind everybody that we're on 99.5 Kicks Country, your home for Lao's High football. But if you can't get us on the radio, you can get us at www.thevikingvoice.com. We bring you all of the information that you'll need about Lao's High football. And we can connect you to 99.5 Kicks Country, our home for all the radio broadcasts. So if you can't get us here, you can get us at the World Wide Web. Be sure to click on the Listen Here button, and you'll be able to hear us and keep up with your favorite team, the Lao's High Vikings. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to look at some state and national polls, preview some of the games of interest around the area. I want to remind you, you're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Viking pregame right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All righty, back at Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. Let's go down to Marty. And I'm trying to find. I saw him a few minutes ago, and now I don't see him.
Hey. Marty. I'm down here in the corner, guys. How y'all doing?
There you are down there.
Hey. Yeah, I'm down here mixing up, watching the players a little bit, trying to get a feel for our team tonight.
Tell me what it's like, Marty.
Well, again, we've talked all year about the psyche of our team early as they warm up. And they're loose. They're excited. They're ready to play. And they appear focused. They appear ready. I'm very anxious to get the rest of the team out here and get a chance to see them watch, you know, go through all their warm-ups, and then I'll make my mind up of what they're going to do tonight.
All righty. And you'll have Coach McPherson for us in just a little bit.
I sure will, guys. I'll have him. Also, Coach McDonald. Spoke with him briefly. I'll have him here in a few minutes. But I do want to second what you said earlier. Their fans are already here, already in the stands. They're loud. Our fans are, of course, showing up as usual. They give it about another 15 minutes. I bet our side's pretty packed. So it ought to be a good night for football.
All righty, Marty. And we'll get back down there to you whenever you get Coach Mack. Just let us know. Looking around the final state rankings, Bill, they won't change. That was Camden County, North Gwinnett, Brookwood, and McEachern, and Valdosta round out the top five. Lowndes, number six, South Gwinnett, seven, ML King, eight, Stevenson, nine, and Etowah, number 10. Of course, Stevenson got upset, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit.
Well, what do we got going on around the region and around this area tonight?
Well, I was going to give you just some other things here. Looking at the games around our area, I like to get to shuffle my papers around here a little bit. Lowndes, of course, we're home against Newton. Valdosta is, tell you what, before we do that, let's look at the Region 5A state rankings and the bracket here, Bill. In the upper left-hand quadrant, ML King beat Harrison 25-17. They're hosting Colquitt County tonight. Colquitt beat Jenkins 50-21. And it's a game that I very much feel like Russ Pro's Packers can go up there and handle with absolutely no problem.
Well, anytime you have to go on the road, though, it is always a difficult situation. But Colquitt has continued to get better and better as the season has gone on. This is a team that can get up there and play with ML King. Of course, Valdosta went up there, got behind early, but they continue to battle back and, of course, came away with a victory against ML King around the third week, maybe fourth week of the season. I believe Colquitt is just as capable of a team. I think they can beat ML King.
And then Mill Creek beat Etowah 32-7, while South Gwinnett beat West Forsyth 31-7. So Mill Creek is at South Gwinnett. Down in the lower half, you've got McEachern. McEachern beat East Coweta 31-19. Valdosta beat Windsor Forest 34-13. So McEachern, Valdosta is at McEachern tonight. And as I told my Valdosta buddies, head north and go scalp some Indians and bring us back one.
And I think Valdosta has the capacity to do it. Lowndes should have come away with a victory that second week of the season. We dropped a heartbreaker 23-22 on really what turned out to be last plays of the game. And McEachern able to score and went ahead of our Vikings, and we walk away with a loss that second week of the season. So Valdosta, head in the game throughout the entire game, play the entire game, should come away with a win.
And then a lower four part of that, North Gwinnett beat Lassiter 56-7. Grayson beat North Forsyth 31-0, a game that I picked. And so it is North Gwinnett, the only undefeated team in 5A football, hosting Grayson tonight 8-3, and I think North Gwinnett wins that ball game.
Well, I do too. North Gwinnett has just quietly been just racking off points this year, and they really see themselves as getting to a position that get themselves into the state championship in the finals. Now, of course, Grayson's going to have something to say about it tonight. Of course, the winner of the McEachern-Valdosta game after tonight will have something to say about that as well if North Gwinnett gets past Grayson. But North Gwinnett has not shown any flaws or chinks in the armor so far this year.
And going to the other side of the bracket, Brookwood beat Alpharetta 44-13. Norcross beat Walton 28-3. Norcross is at Brookwood tonight. I think the Broncos advance to the third round.
I do too. I think Brookwood coming out of Region 8 always plays tough competition. They'll be ready for Norcross.
And then Camden County got by Coffee County 28-18, while Hillgrove beat Stevenson. And that was an upset on Saturday night, 28-23. Camden hosting Hillgrove. Hillgrove goes home after tonight.
I don't think there's any question there that Camden will take that game.
And then we slide up top to ours. Roswell, 29-27 victory over Parkview. Roswell kicked a 52-yard field goal on the last play of the game, while Collins Hill struggled against a mighty Woodstock team 7-3, and that's a game we're going to watch a lot tonight, because the winner of this game gets the winner of Collins Hill Roswell. And Bill, I'm pulling for Collins Hill.
Well, I think we all have to, as Viking fans, that if the Vikings can come out of victorious tonight over the Newton Cougars with a Collins Hill win over Roswell, that immediately brings that game here to Martin Stadium. with Roswell winning, and if Lowndes wins, that becomes a coin toss tomorrow morning, and then we'll have to know where we'll go after that coin toss.
And, of course, our Lowndes Vikings, 9-2 on the year, hosting Noonan. Noonan beat South Cobb 31-7. We beat Groves 42-6. Had a running clock in the second half. That game was over with by the end of the first quarter. And I say, as the night goes on, we'll talk a little bit more about this Noonan football team. Bill, Clinch County,
hey,
11. Yes.
I hate to interrupt you, but I got Coach Mack down here.
Go ahead, sir.
Team's about to go into the field house, and so I grabbed him. And Coach Mack, you had a good win last week. Your team played well. But, again, we're in the second round. This is the biggest game of the year right here. Got to win to keep on. How is your team practice this week?
We had a great week of practice. You know, both sides of the ball, special teams, and they're ready to go. We got a good team in here tonight. Man, it ought to be a great ball game.
Coach, last week we talked after the game, and we talked Tuesday night at Locos about seeing some new guys on offense. We had some guys running the ball we haven't seen all year. We had a few changes in the offensive line. Are we going to see that tonight, and what do we expect to see from the offense side tonight?
We're going to continue to use those kids from defense to help us move the ball, and we're going to try to get something going defensively. We're going to try to swarm and, you know, play great defense.
Coach, you mentioned play great defense, and we know that's your main philosophy. Last week you did. You played great defense. I think you gave up two completions for a minus 5 yards, and they didn't get a first down until late in the second half. But how important is it tonight to come out and play great defense early and control this this Noonan offense?
Well, you know, it's going to be important to play great defense all night long, early, late, middle, whatever you want to call it, you know. But I tell you, I got a lot of confidence and a lot of faith in the players over there on defense, and they want to represent, you know, our fans and our school, you know, as well as the rest of the team. They're ready to play.
Coach, I've heard several players and I've heard the coaches talk the last few weeks about it doesn't matter who we play, it doesn't matter what the team is, that we're playing a team. We've got to play our game and take care of business on our side of the football, and that's all we can control. But tonight, that team we play is the Noonan Cougars. Obviously, you scouted them. What do you see in Noonan, and what do you expect to see from them tonight?
I mean, they're a fine football team. Marty, you know, sound everywhere. Got a lot of players, well coached. You know, they got a lot of tradition of their own, you know. But we need to come out and play the best we can play. You know, play as hard as we can play and play the best we can play and quit worrying about who we're playing. We're focused on us. You know, we got to play hard, we got to play fast, and we got to play our kind of ball.
Coach, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we do have to focus on us. And how important for us is it to play here in the Concrete Palace in front of these great fans? And how much do these kids feed off our fans?
We love playing here, and I'm very proud to be here tonight.
Coach, good luck. Hope to see you next week.
All righty. Thank you, Marty Rogers. And before we finish with our brackets and look around, we're going to go ahead and take another 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll look at the rest of the brackets and some interesting facts about our Lowndes High Vikings. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Free Game Show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle, our spotter tonight. And as our Lowndes High Vikings get set to take on the Noonan Cougars in a big second-round matchup to continue with our brackets. Well, look at the other teams. Clinch County, 11-0. They're home tonight against Miller County. Miller County, 8-3. Brooks County, 6-5 at Vidalia. And I tell you what, folks, if you didn't hear what happened last week, Brooks County against Waynesboro, Coach Maurice Freeman's team scores no time on the clock. He doesn't call timeout. All he does is look at his offense. They line up in the swinging gate. He says go for two without a timeout, without anything at all, and they score with no time on the clock to upset Swainsboro to advance to the second round. They're at Vidalia tonight, 8-3. And Bill, you spent Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Vidalia, and you heard a little bit about the Brooks County Trojans.
Yeah, the fans are really behind their Indians there in Vidalia. And they're really excited about welcoming Brooks County Trojans to Vidalia. And they'll be ready to play. I tell you what, the Vidalia Indians are a very good football team. But I don't think that they're too much of a match for the Brooks County High Trojans. It ought to be a really good game up there in Vidalia.
And anyways, just a good luck to Coach Freeman's Trojans tonight. Cook County Hornets 11-0 their home against McIntosh County Academy. McIntosh 7-4. Bowwood will be at Piedmont Academy. Bowwood 8-2. Piedmont Academy 11-0. And tomorrow, the Valdosta State Blazers, the first round of the Division II playoffs, they're home against North Alabama. Beat North Alabama earlier in the year at their place. Beat them 5-0. And a great game is going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Encourage everybody get out and support David Dean's Blazers. And Dick Rock will have all the play-by-play. I'll be in the booth with him. Tom Odom will be down on the sidelines. Encourage you to get out to Bazemore Hyder and support our Blazers as they start the Division II playoffs. And I'd like to say hello to my buddy Josh Stone listening tonight, soon-to-be-converted Lounge fan. He'll come over. His mom came over to our side. He will, too, Bill.
Well, I'm telling you, you're just converting all kinds of people to the Lounge High Vikings, aren't you?
I'm going, hey, it's great to be on a winning team. Our defensive, our players of the week against Groves, defensively was Timothy St. Fort. Offensive player was Stacy Wright. Special teams was Troy Braswell for that 48-yard punt return. And our scout team was Eric Blanton. Looking at the stats from last week, we final score was 42-6. We rushed the ball 42 times for 213 yards. They rushed it 24 times for 49 yards. We were 5-6. Cole was 5-6 for 65 yards. They were 2-11 for minus 5 yards. We had 278 yards of total offense. They had 44, and only 8 of those in the first half. And leading rusher for was D. Daniels, 7 carries for 47 yards. Josh Lemons, 1 catch for 28 yards and a touchdown. Year-to-date, Troy Braswell continues to be our leading rusher with 715 yards. Sam Duncan with 567 and Mike Moore with 518. Cole Parker, 59 of 102, 58% completion rate, 1,077 yards. And I can't tell you the last time we hit a 1,000-yard passer. Still has a 180.75 quarterback rating. Leading receivers, Josh Clemens with 318 catches for 375 yards and 4 touchdowns. Defensively, Chris Scurry and Grandpa Clemens continue to lead the Vikings with tackles. Chris Scurry with 86, Josh Clemens with 74 and a half.
Pretty impressive stats, aren't they?
Hey, Wes, Bill.
All righty,
hey guys,
buddy.
Hey, guys, I'm down here on the field. Got Coach McDonald. Coach McDonald, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us. But Coach, your team, you know, congratulations, first of all. You're second round in the playoffs, 5A. However, your team did, you know, you had a good season, but you had a there. Guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of cutting in and out.
All right, well, we were just talking about your team got off to a slow start. You had a few injuries early, mainly to your starting running back, high ankle sprain. But you've won 6 of 7. You won some big games. Talk to us about your season. How did you get to this point?
Well, we did. We started a little slow. We were inexperienced on defense. I had graduated to good guys, and you know, we just got better over there. And of course, we did have some injuries, but you know, we just gained some experience, some confidence along the way, and probably playing our best football here late.
Coach, you mentioned playing good football, and part of that is your offense, obviously. You're led by your quarterback, number one, Lindell Arnold, and also your running back. We mentioned earlier Christopher Robinson. He's got almost 1,000 yards despite the injury early. Talk to us about those two young men, and what do you like to do offensively, and who are some of the other leaders on the offense?
Well, we're a multiple spread offense. We run some zone option, some veer option. We've actually ran it more this year than we have in years past, but, you know, when you got a good running back like Chris and Lindell can run the option pretty well, so we've kind of leaned on that this year, a veteran offensive line, so we've kind of tilted toward that. Up front, left tackle, Chris Bino, probably our best offensive lineman. Right tackle, Spencer Whitehead, probably our biggest guy, and he's really improved since he's been in our program. So those guys are doing some good things for us up front. But it all runs through Lindell and Chris.
Well, guys, I mean, I've heard that both of those players are very good. And on the defensive side, of course, your leading tacklers are sophomore, Trey Matthews, outside linebacker Bryant Bell, and the inside linebacker Trevor Tanner. I know you run a lot of sets on defense. You kind of base out of the 3-3-5 from what I understand. Talk to us about what you plan on doing defensively and who are the studs over there?
Well, we've gotten better up front. O.D. Pittman, our nose guard, was injured right before we played LaGrange in our opener, and he missed the first four games, so getting him back helped. But Auberry Melson's played a lot of football for us. Trevor Tanner's played a lot of football for us. And those two guys, Bryant Balls, really came on the second half of the season and played well for us. So those guys, are really leading us. Trey Matthews, the sophomore you mentioned, been a pleasant surprise. He's got a lot of ability, and he's just continued to get better throughout the year.
Coach, last question for you. You've won some big games on the road this year. I believe East Coweta, ML King, your region champion. And, of course, you had a big win last week over South Cobb on the road. How important was that experience to prepare you for tonight?
Well, I've been trying to tell the kids all week that all that. Now, us and East Coweta is a big rivalry, sort of like Lowndes and Valdosta. Big crowds and all that. But around, this stadium's pretty special. It's right there on top of you, and the fans really get into it. It's loud. So, you can't really replicate that. But it's we just try to tell our kids it's a neat place to play. Enjoy the experience, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing as a high school football player to come down here to Martin Stadium, at Lowndes and play a great team. Coach McPherson and his staff, what they've done, 16-0. Since he's been a head coach here at Lowndes, it's going to be a tall order for us. We know that. But hopefully we can give them a good game.
Well, Coach, I'm sure you can. Of course, your second year as coach, and you've had some success yourself. So congratulations on getting here, Coach. Good luck tonight, and we thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
All righty, Marty. Hey, Marty, yesterday you and Taylor Biddle and the guru of South Georgia football, Andy Rogers, we all met for lunch, and Bill kind of got left out.
Why?
Bill got left out.
Oh, that's right. Bill was there.
I think I got left out.
That's right. You weren't there.
Some of us have to work for a living, so I had to go meet with a customer. But, I wanted to be there. I was there in spirit, and I hope y'all had a good time. And I miss not being able to get around and talk some Viking football.
Well, I tell you what, it's under new Old South Barbecue. They're under new ownership. And who are the owners?
Louis Radney and his son Jason Radney, and they do a fine job, great restaurant. Old South's been around for a long time, so they still have the name, but they're back up and going, and they're very good, and I really enjoy going over there and eating lunch and dinner Monday through Sunday.
Well, Marty, let me tell you what Jason Radney did for me. We had our big Thanksgiving dinner today at Doctor's Laboratory, and I took him some turkeys and some hams on Tuesday. He smoked them, and I picked them up today. You cannot find a more moist turkey anywhere, but he has a special sauce, and he wouldn't tell me what it was, that he puts on those hams and glazes them when he smokes them. I've not had a ham that tasted that good in my entire life. It was, I told him today when I took his coolers back to him, that's the best ham I have ever, ever had. So if you need, and they're going to be, they're going to be open Thanksgiving Day.
Are they really?
They've got turkeys and hams they're smoking for folks they'll be picking up. They're going to be open Thanksgiving Day and feeding the law enforcement officers who's working that day as they stop by. So if you need a place to eat, you go eat with Jason and Louis Radney at their what used to be Old South Barbecue.
That's impressive. That's great. I'm glad to know that. But I really want to know, do you have a ham tucked away underneath up there in the press box?
No, I don't. We ate them all.
Well, that does not surprise me.
All right, we got to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we're going to look at the Noonan Cougars, the region they play in, and some of their stats and some of their players. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show. It's the Lowndes High Football Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, Taylor Biddle. And Bill, if you can give me a little more give me no more volume in my headset.
You get feedback.
Okay, we'll just make it work. I just found out something, Bill.
Go ahead.
Got to be careful about talking about smoked turkeys because we just got I just got chastised.
What'd you get chastised for?
Our buddy Cooley over in Pearson just texted me and said, I cook better turkeys than anybody. And I tell you what, if you're over in the Pearson area, Bill and I both could tell you, we can testify to the fact that Cooley's Barbecue is some good, good barbecue. In fact, I got barbecue waiting on me when I get home.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. I rode by Cooley's this weekend on the way up to Vidalia. I went through Pearson, Douglas, up through Hazelhurst and that way. So Cooley's was pretty busy when I rode by.
And, Bill, I don't know if you noticed or not, but Cooley's son, Aaron, who played baseball for Coffee, well, he's sitting in the stands tonight behind Miss Lisa.
All right.
And he and some friends came over and are watching the ball game. Cooley will be with us next week. Great barbecue, and, well, what a great friend that man has sure turned out to be to the Viking voice and to me. I appreciate you, Cooley. And let's talk a little bit about Stevenson. I mean, I say Stevenson.
Noonan.
Let's look a little bit about Noonan. They play in Region 2, 5A. Stevenson won that region with a 9-2 overall record. ML King finished second. Noonan finished third.
I'm out.
And East Kaida finished fourth.
I'm out. I just
and looking at Noonan's record, Bill, looking at him, Noonan, they beat LaGrange 27-13 to open the season. Then they lost to Peachtree Ridge 27-17, lost to Woodstock 28-16. Then they lost to Newton out of their region, which did not make the playoffs, 35-32. Then they went on a five-game winning streak, beating Langston Hughes, Westlake, Luella. They beat ML King 35-34 in overtime.
Keep going.
Then lost to Stevenson 17-14, then beat East Kaida to close out their season, and then beat South Cobb in the first round of the playoffs 31-7. Another game that we're going to be looking at and we're going to be following closely is going to be the Roswell Hornets and Collins Hill. Roswell started out, Bill, 0-3. They lost to Collins Hill 13-9. They lost to Peachtree Ridge 24-17. Lost to Norcross 14-10, and then won two games. Lost to Centennial 14-17, they went ahead and finished number one in that region. Of course, you look at Collins Hill. Collins Hill beat Roswell 13-9, and then lost three straight games to Brookwood 38-45, to ML King 38-43, and then to North Gwinnett 33-20. And they have not lost since then. And, of course, they beat Woodstock 7-3. That's going to be an interesting game between Roswell. It's a rematch. I can say Collins Hill beat them earlier in the year, and 13-9. It's kind of like a rematch, and we know how hard it is to beat two teams twice in the same year.
Yeah, that's always – you can beat them sometimes twice, but if you ever had to do it the third time, boy, that is really, really difficult. Collins Hill, of course, as we said earlier in the broadcast, we are rooting for Collins Hill tonight, provided the Vikings can pull out a victory tonight. If Collins Hill can get a victory over Roswell, that game would be here next Friday night.
Chris Robinson, number 45. Let's see where I have just put everything at. Get all my cheat sheets here. I actually got to do a little bit this afternoon. Chris Robinson, a 5'8", 190-pound senior, rushed for over 1,000. He's rushed for right at 1,000 yards on the season. Lindell Arnold, their quarterback, 5'9", 190-pound senior, 750 yards, the two leading rushers. Jake Bolin, Cody Durkat, and Shaquille Warner, those are their three receivers. Shaquille Warner, a 6'5", 170-pound senior. Derek Coates, 5'5", 145-pound junior, and Jalen Bolin, a 5'10", 180-pound junior. They've caught, between the three of them, they've caught 600 yards in passes. They've averaged 190 yards apiece. They don't like to throw the ball a lot. He has passed for 7 touchdowns, but Arnold, Bill, has also thrown 6 interceptions.
Wow.
Turnover, and let's talk about him defensively just a little bit. So this is where it's going to get interesting, Bill. They play a 3-5 defense. Three down linemen. And when you look at the size of their linemen, their nose guard, O.D. Pittman, 5'10", 260. The strong side end, number 99, J.R. Cameron, 6'2", 250. And our weak side end, number 95, Andre Morgan, a 5'10", 230-pound junior. Those three guys, not real big, but I understand, very athletic and very fast. They take their five linebackers, walk them up on the line. They take their two outside linebackers, walk them up on the line of scrimmage. Take their three inside linebackers and put them behind those linemen. They get real active. The leading tackler, this really ironic that the leading tackler on the team is number 28, Trey Matthews, a 6-foot, 180-pound sophomore. He's their free safety. The second leading tackler is outside linebacker number 42, Bryant Bell. He's a 5'10", 190-pound junior. But they'll take that 3-5. They'll put eight men in the box, sometimes bring Matthews up and put him in the box and dare you to throw the ball on him. They'll rush. They'll blitz. They'll fill gaps. They will do their best to stop the run, and that's what they're going to do to our Vikings tonight.
That's always – if your safety is one of your leading tacklers, that may not bode well for you're not getting the tackles at the point of impact. They're having to get into the second layer, and when they get up in that second layer, we've got the speed that hopefully a little bit of shiftiness, we can break away and get some big runs tonight.
Noonan, like I said, offensively we talk – they basically run a multi-spread offense. Robinson looks bigger than on paper, and he's a strong runner. I watched him warm up. He looks like the real deal. The offensive line features three returning starters from last year's state semifinals, and Benno and Whitehead, Spencer Whitehead, who is 6'5", 315 pounds on the right tackle, is the real deal. The passing game, Bill, has been featured mostly by gains of 10 and under. Lots of dinking and dunking. And like I say, Wynn and Shaq Warner is a big target at 6'3", 170. They've been their most consistent receivers. Like I said, the Cougars run that 3-5 defense. The three big guys up front can make some noise, but they're all under 6'1", but they're pretty quick. So we've got to hit our blocks tonight, maintain our blocks, and to control that line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to have to do. I want to remind everybody that the commitment of the GHSA corporate partners positively impacts all the state athletic championships. We'd like to request that we talk about some – I've read the wrong paragraph there, Wes. The Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their support of high school athletics and their activities. They are State Farm Insurance, Hibbett Sports, Georgia Electric Memberships Corporation, Verizon Wireless, Regions Bank, GACollege411.org, Gatorade, Wilson, U.S. Marine Corps, Mizuno, Sports Med South, the U.S. Army, and Napa Auto Parts. Wes, I say, well, let's take a little three-minute break here, and we'll be ready to come back, talk about the matchups, the starting lineups for both of these teams, and ready to kick off round two of the 5A State Championship Tournament. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All righty, back at Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sideline. Taylor Biddle up here in the press box as our spotter. And something different about our Georgia Bridgemen tonight, they all have jeans on, Bill.
Yeah, I know you can't hear, so you're talking louder. You're fine.
Okay, I have to talk loud so I can hear me.
I know. Well, I can turn you up, but you're going to be distorted a little bit. A little better?
Yeah, well, okay. I just wish it didn't distort to you.
Okay, I'm fine. Yeah, tell us why we're in blue jeans today.
Because our band is leaving in the morning, headed toward Philadelphia, and they will march in the Thanksgiving Day parade in Philadelphia. So their uniforms are already packed on the big semi. Buses are ready to go, and they're either leaving tonight or in the morning. I'm not sure if it's in
Sunday.
The morning.
Sunday morning.
Leaving Sunday morning. So their uniforms, like they are packed and ready to go. All they got to do is pack their instruments up, and they head up to Philadelphia with this award-winning band. And I tell you what, they don't get any better than this 460-strong band right here. The pride of the Southeast. There's not a college anywhere in the world, Bill, wouldn't be proud of these Georgia Bridgemen. Wouldn't be proud to have a band like we've got.
Yeah, the Georgia High Bridgemen. We can hardly hear ourselves talk as we talk up here because of how loud the band is. I mean, this is an impressive band. Schools come here and they talk about their band, and they've got 100 or maybe even 200 members in their band. And when they see the Georgia Bridgemen hit the field, my goodness.
They look and they say, and of course, they think we almost got almost as many football players. Noonan bringing their captains out on the field. And our captain's down on the end. The second round of the state high school football playoffs already got a score. Hillgrove leads Camden 7-3. Cairo over Eastside 2-0 in the first, and Norcross leads Brookwood 7-0. And they're waiting on the I don't think I'm waiting to get to the 5 minute mark or the 2:15. Marty's down on the sidelines and he'll be going out with the coin toss. Marty?
Go ahead.
Marty, can you hear us down there?
I can hear you down here. It's mighty loud with the 450 Georgia Bridgemen going strong.
Tell me something. You had a chance after the interviews with the coaches. What was it? What was the players like?
The players are ready for this game, guys. I have not seen them excited as they are tonight. They are definitely ready for this ball game. They know, hey, this is like we said with Coach Mack, this is the biggest game of the year. Have to win tonight to keep playing. And these players, these seniors, are not ready to end their season.
All righty. Bill Osborne, give us our captains on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show.
For our Vikings, it'll be number 32, Chris Scurry, number 51. And that is for the Vikings, Michael Van Buren. Number 44 is Dale McBurrow, and number 77, Ed Moore, for our Vikings. That's your captains for tonight's game.
For Noonan, number 7, Alberry Melson. Number 54, I turned my sheet over here, that is O.D. Pittman. Number 45 is Chris Johnson, and number 68 is Chris Benno. And Marty's out there with the coin toss.
Well, we'll give that just a minute. One of the things that goes on during initially when you go out on the field is the players introduce themselves, the officials introduce themselves, where they're from, what their name is, and kind of some basic instructions. And then when they get ready for the coin toss, Marty will turn his headset on and the mic, and we'll be ready to go.
As hard as you can hit. We blow the whistle, it's over. Y'all understand that? Any questions? No hitting on the helmets. I don't want you to hit him on the helmet. I don't want you to hit him on the helmet. You understand that? Tell that to your team, okay? This is the Georgia Bulldog coin. The helmet will be his. The schedule is tails. You call it, well, Mr. Griffin.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. We'll come. We're mighty, mighty Vikings.
Defer? Okay. He's won the toss. He'll defer. Which goal do you, where do you want to catch? You want the ball, right? Okay. You want to receive it down there? They're deferring. You want the football. No. You want the ball now, okay? You know why? He deferred, so it's your option. You want to receive the football down there? You want to receive down there? Put your back down there.
Guys, they won the toss. They let to defer. There was a little confusion there, but with the referee's help there, we will receive the ball with our back to the field house, and Noonan will select the second half.
All righty. Thank you, Marty. Let's go ahead and take a 60-second break. Come back. We'll kick off this second-round playoff game for you right here at Martin Stadium. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show on 99.5 Kicks Country.